Aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Paulos, and once again, I'm going to talk about empaths, highly sensitive people, and how you deal with feelings, relationships. It's a huge subject for empaths. Many people who are empaths were empaths before they knew they were empaths. And the thing is, other people who will be almost like energy vampires will sometimes recognize that you're so caring and giving and loving and sympathetic that they may latch on to you. This is an interesting situation because most empaths are very sensitive, very caring, very loving, but can, because of that, get into relationships with people who will use that wonderful gift of caring and love to their advantage. They can use your energy. They can use your time. They will often find themselves asking you to do a lot of things and not getting the recognition or compensation you need. And it can even happen with family members and friends if you're not aware of this and set boundaries. It is very often the case that empaths will find people who will realize that this person is going to listen to them because they're trying to be kind and compassionate. And the person will end up dumping all kinds of negative energy, sometimes unconsciously, I would say maybe 50% of the time unconsciously, on to you as an empath. And then they feel so much better and they thank you and you kind of feel good because you helped. And they go away and they're just fine. But you have taken on all of this darkness, this negativity, this caring, sometimes worrying about the situation. And you have to work very hard to get that out of your situation, in your aura, in your mind, and your emotions. The same situation in a relationship, a personal relationship, can be enhanced, unfortunately, to the point where people who are narcissistic and very egotistic will often latch on to a highly sensitive person because the two opposites, in a strange way, attract. A person who's egotistical and narcissistic is very, very me, 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 about me, going out there, but doesn't necessarily take care of the details of loving and caring and what happens. And you can be left in the wake of that, having to clear up what they may have put themselves into. And often they can get abusive, sometimes emotionally abusive, sometimes verbally abusive, sometimes physically abusive. And since empaths are very caring and sensitive, they can end up being very hurt and very withdrawn and afraid after a while of what's going to happen. It doesn't take too long of being abused, either physically, emotionally, or mentally, to the point where you go to the place where you withdraw and try to hide away. And so this is creating a situation where then this person, who is a rather beautiful soul and highly sensitive, may have a hard time standing up for themselves because they've been not trained to really create that line of boundaries, and they don't want to hurt anyone, so they will often not say things when things have to be said. I don't know if this is ringing true for you. Perhaps it is. The same situation can happen for an empath at work, where indeed you'll do a lot of work and try your hardest and sometimes not just be recognized for what you're doing. You'll be doing sometimes even other people's work just because you want to help out. So the positive aspects of being an empath are really beautiful and wonderful. And that part of you that is attuned to the highest is able to help you in many ways. But it has to be learned how to come to translate to the point where you can take care of yourself and have the love and compassion for yourself that others who are using you may not give you. If you think about it objectively, it's in the other person's who's using your energy and using your whatever it is you're supplying to not have you change, to not have you set boundaries, to not have you realize how you're being used. And when that happens, you can land up being pretty bitter or resentful and angry and very, very hurt. So what are the wonderful tools you can use to help heal your feelings, your hurt, your heart, your soul? And how can you set boundaries? It involves a lot of courage for empaths to develop this. Empaths aren't necessarily strongly willful, expressing themselves for themselves kind of person. And if it's not taken care of, you know, if you're an empath, you know what happens. You can get really run down and spend a lot of time just not wanting to deal with the mess that other people have expected you to help clear up in many levels, right? So there are certain tools for empaths that are very helpful, that take almost like a course, almost like a whole way of time and energy that you need to learn to protect yourself on many levels. Now, I've talked about some of these before. I really believe in empaths having extremely sponge-like sensitive auras and energy fields. And if you've been meditating, and a lot of empaths have, consciously or unconsciously, or if you're a highly evolved soul, your aura is much more extensive. Now, I've been seeing auras since I've been about 16 years old. I don't see auras in the way some people describe them with colors. I see them in light fields, energy light fields, and patterns of energies. Like you would see an oasis, right? How an oasis isn't really there, but you see that light that looks like it's an oasis there. I see it like that. Now, if you have a very extensive energy field, you're going to need to recognize or try to sense how large that aura and that etheric body is so that you can protect that whole area of your aura. Now, I always have suggested that you put your light white healing armor on 6 feet up, 6 feet down, 6 feet in front of you, 6 feet on either side of you every morning and every night. And I know that this works. I've been doing it for 50 years and I've seen it work. I also do it when I'm flying around the plane and around cars. That extra energy field is a field of soul, highest energy vibration, also a field that's very attractive to guardian angels. And it has a beautiful, beautiful working effect. Definitely if you're going to a place with a lot of people or standing in line for long, long times, maybe TSA. very good to use this energy field around you. So we have that, of course. You know how important meditation is. So meditation is a time where you can go and breathe and clear your energy field. You can set that aura around you. You can also become aware of things that are there in your mind through mindfulness, in your body that have tightened, and also in your feelings by sensing the areas in your chakras that absorb extra feelings. That should be your root chakra, your second chakra, and sometimes your third chakra, and your heart chakra, right? And I always recommend do chakra clearing as well. When you go into meditation, I always recommend you go through your chakras and send each of them wonderful feeling energy in clearing to the crown chakra, to the head chakra, to the throat chakra, to the heart chakra, to the solar plexus, to the emotional pelvic area, and to the root chakra. And this is good to do in your meditation with color. Being an empath, you're very sensitive to light, color, and sound. And if you can add a beautiful high energy color and energy field to what you're doing, it's very helpful as well. You know, your crown chakra being that golden light with white. Your third eye being that beautiful ultraviolet. And sending energy, of course, around your head, you know, and that I like is a white. That beautiful energy of your throat chakra, which is a lovely aquamarine, the color of a lovely pool of water. That's your creative center. If you're very creative, you want to make sure all of that area of your feelings and your throat chakra are clear. And of course, your heart. Of course, your wonderful, sacred, compassionate heart. Your heart chakra is known to be green. However, when you are sensitive and into the higher energy lights of the chakras, there are additional energy colors with the heart being a lovely pink color that can also irradiate and beautifully be like a flower blossoming around your heart. And when you picture your heart chakra and you allow yourself to just be in your heart of hearts and just not be afraid to feel what's in your heart because you're in a safe, protective space now. You may find old scars, things that may have hurt you from past relationships. So it's really good if you're an empath just to do a meditation on your heart and the heart of your hearts and see what needs to be opened up safely. What scars may be there. And to send that energy of that pink and a blossom of a rose there to just completely surround your heart area and make it full of love from the highest source of all unconditional love. As an empath, your heart can get broken very easily. I would venture to guess almost 80 to 90% of empaths who've been around for a while have had some experience with broken hearts. And if you're a spiritually evolved person, you try to go into meditation and many times you get past that and you think you're okay, but there still can be a need for the next aspect, which is forgiveness. But let's go down to the other chakras. You know, your golden chakra is the color that you use in your solar plexus. Now, what happens here is you have a liver, you have kidneys, you have your stomach, you have pancreas. Oh my gosh, all of those organs. And if you're an empath and have gone through a lot of toxic things, those areas probably are affected in many ways, and you may have been overeating. I know so many people who have gone through domestic abuse who overeat because they have so much pain. They need to cover that up with layers, and by eating, they put layers and layers. Think about what the layers are of food and what it does to those areas, in a form of thinking you can protect your feelings there. But your kidneys and your liver really get stressed out when you are doing that. So you have to send extra, extra loving golden energy. And I picture a bell, like a bell you see in Tibetan Buddhism where they're spinning the wheel. I picture that energy of the third chakra spinning, spinning, spinning with the sound of that chakra, just going round and clearing that chakra out and all of that energy from your kidneys and liver and your stomach. You just release it and let it go. And of course, your lovely emotional second chakra holds your feelings. The color of the second chakra is orange, but I love to add to that this lovely, beautiful peach-like color. And when you're in your second chakra, you may encounter blocks, fear, deep anger and hurt that you never wanted to feel, and it can go so deep from so long ago. And you need to learn to just bathe that second chakra in that peach light, and you need to find where it is there that has something in your body that is blocked or held. Many times it's the abdomen or the whole area of your navel area that needs to be cleared out. And that takes time and meditation there, and just finding what it is and letting it be present so you can see it, reveal it, and let it be healed and released. And then, of course, there's the root chakra, where there's so much you feel have from fear, from sexual relationships, from, again, abuse, many times from other lifetimes, even sitting there in the root chakra. And this, of course, is where your kundalini is. So if you're blocked off there, you could be blocking off that important energy of the flow of your kundalini. I have created an exercise that is like imagining in the root chakra a ruby red flower. And as you picture your root chakra, you send light to the petals. The ruby color enlightens it with each of the petals of that flower blossoming with ruby light at the base root chakra. Now you need to be fearlessly able to go in and surround that area with love and compassion. And just let that whole area blossom, all the petals blossom of the ruby red flower, all the petals blossom. And then just breathe, 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 breathe through it, right? Sweeping it out just as you sweep your mind, sweep clear all the chakras, breathing in. And holding it in your crown chakra for a second and pausing there and just releasing as you breathe out, releasing all the tension and energy and anything you need to clear. Breathing in and holding and breathing out and releasing and releasing and releasing. And now another wonderful tool you have to do is to forgive. Because if you've been hurt, as many empaths have, you may hold resentment and anger. And you may not even realize it till you start to do deep meditation work. And then when you go in your heart and your feelings, it comes out. For me, I write poetry, I write songs. And I was writing a song for a project. And all of a sudden, these words came out of things I hadn't said or realized in 20 years. And I was amazed at what I was still feeling that I had held back. And it's always good to have a personal guide or a teacher from the highest masters that you can call upon with help for this. I use Christ. For you, it might be Buddha. It might be Moses. It might be Krishna. It might be any master or guardian angel that you're in touch with. But I just, in meditation, picture that light, that energy coming in a beautiful golden ball, coming and merging with me. And I allow whatever is in my heart of heart to just be released to the Master. Breathing it in and just breathing out like, ah. Breathing it out, ah. And allowing that energy like a moth flying into the heart flame of the Master in front of you. Just allowing that energy with each breath to light up the Master's flame within. As you release your love and your pain and your hurt, and just let it go, knowing that this wonderful energy field is taking it all and transforming it and releasing it for you. Just let it go into that beautiful light within the heart of the Master. Now breathing the breath within the breath to that pure self where you have unconditional love from the Master to you, from the highest source of the one love. And now allow yourself to have deep compassion for everything you've gone through. Every time you've been used or abused, every time you've been hurt, allow this beautiful light, a beautiful golden light of compassion, to come to your heart in the gift of a golden flower. Breathe it in and place that golden flower of compassion for yourself and plant it there in your heart. Send that beautiful golden flower love. And gratitude. Gratitude is a wonderful healing gift for empaths. For when you start to feel down and depressed and overwhelmed, all you have to do is to start being grateful. And let the light of gratitude into your heart. And it's like a light switch that goes on so you can see the true light of who you are. See that light of who you truly are and behold how beautiful you are. You are a blessed child of God. And you are loved beyond measure. Allow this energy to fill you, to heal you, to come to you, and absorb it, be it, become it, believe it. Breathe it in and slowly now come back into your mind, into your emotions, into your heart, into your soul, and allow yourself to be redeemed and recharged and renewed and to feel good. Take a moment and feel good. You are loved, you are loving, and you are lovable, and I send you my deepest love. Please always take care of yourself with love and compassion. I love you.